right, next set of feelings, emotions, combo of feelings, emotions, sadness and depression. Every day you confront loss and you confront change, and so sadness is bound to pop up. You know, it's interesting that even though you're going through this daily, it's not something that you'll actually get used to, per se. And so there are going to be some days that, like other situations, are going to be better than other days, which means there are going to be some days that will be worse than other days. And here's the thing. Here is the constant. The loss is a loss every day, whether it's because your loved one has died, or whether it's because, although your loved one is alive, your loved one has changed dramatically and may be continually changing even more as time goes by. And so, that being the case, sadness can become part of the equation, and you may find yourself sometimes in and out of sadness. If it won't let go, and you think you might be depressed, then get help right away. Many of you have heard me say a number of times over the years, there's nothing wrong with getting help from someone who is trained to help us with emotional issues, with issues that are wearing on our minds, wearing on our emotions, wearing on our souls, if you will. So if you think you might be depressed, if you think you might be depressed, don't play around with it. Go ahead and get help. You can start with your doctor, or you can start by talking with a therapist. You know, if you're dealing with sadness, or if you know you're dealing with, suspect that you're dealing with depression, start with your doctor or by talking with a therapist. Also, some of the things that we talk about year in and year out, some of which may sound like you hear someone say, I just don't feel like it. I'm just not in the mood. Don't let that be the determining factor as to whether or not you will take these steps, one of which is to exercise. Exercising is such a great medicine for the soul as well as for the body. Exercise, good social activities. These are great ways to handle sadness and depression. Remember, it's not all just mental. It's not just about what's happening with your mind. It is also what's happening with us chemically, especially in the brain, when we are going through sadness. And especially when sadness dovetails into depression. Exercise and good social activities can help with this. They don't fix the issue, but they give you some relief from the stress. They increase your energy. They improve your mood. And that's why I was saying, don't let the fact that you're not in the mood to exercise, you're not in the mood to socialize, be the determining factor as to whether or not you exercise and socialize. Because if you do these things, your mood will improve. So you may even want to consider two benefits in one when it comes to exercise. You may want to work out at a gym or at a track where you can join other people in your workout. And so not only are you exercising, but you're socializing at the same time. May be able to get a double win there. All right. Now, managing your feelings. We talked about some of the specific things you can do for some of those specific feelings. Now we're going to speak in a general sense, but this is all going to be very, very relevant. Think of the tips that you've already read, that you've already heard, that you've discussed with other people. You may not use them every day, but when you need them, They're there. You know what you can do. And I'll go over those again, summing them up for you before we wrap up. But remember, tending to yourself means you'll be a better caregiver. So don't see that as being something that makes you selfish or self-centered. We all need to be doing what we need to do to take good care of ourselves, period. We all need to be exercising. We all need to spend time around people who have a positive impact on us. And then you start thinking about going through situations that make life even more challenging than normal. Oh, yeah, exercise needs to be part of life's equation. A good social life needs to be part of life's equation. And so not only is it okay to take care of yourself, it is necessary and good that you take care of yourself. Now, this is what else you can do. Accept your experience. All your emotions, whether you consider them good or not, are valid emotions. That's so important to know. And if you will accept that as reality, it'll help you forgive yourself when you conclude that, you know, hey, today was a bad day. I just did not measure up. Or, well, the day overall was good, but I had a few moments there. You may find it easier to forgive yourself. And remember, that is important. It's important that you not hold a grudge against yourself because you're not being as perfect in this as you'd like to be. Remember, because you're human, you weren't perfect even in this relationship before the change began to take place. So if you weren't perfect before the change occurred, why would you put so much pressure on yourself to be perfect now that the change has occurred? And it goes without saying, again, we're talking about being human. The one you're loving and caring for wasn't perfect before the change took place. That person's not going to be perfect now either. So don't overburden yourself with expectations of perfection. That's not going to happen. Not only is the person you're caring for still human, but you're still human too. So don't put that pressure on yourself. That said, again, recognize that all your emotions are valid. Don't try to determine whether or not they're good, whether they're bad. They are valid. And as I mentioned before, they're going to come up. And very often when you least suspect them to. So what that means is you really are human. You really are human. You're not a robot. You're not a hubot. You are a human who has emotions, and you can be impacted by what's going on in your life. You can be impacted by what's going on in the life of your loved one. The key is to let them be there and try not to act on them being those emotions. See if you can understand what triggers a feeling. It may guide you to a solution. So rather than spend a lot of time and energy beating yourself up, forgive yourself and apply some thought to trying to discover what may have triggered the emotional reaction that displeased you and determine what you can do about it if it should come up the next time.